Hello, children. Here is a beautiful story of two good friends, Ricky and Nikki. Ricky first met Nikki 5 years ago in his friend Bob's house. Bob had a huge farm in Pune. Nikki was a little bundle of joy, all fur, innocence, and puppy dog tricks. Nikki was the cutest little puppy you could ever have seen. But Ricky couldn't. Couldn't? Why? You may ask. Yes, I'll tell you why. He was blind, you see. He just couldn't see. He was blind to all color, shape, and size. He was blind to all the beauty in life. Yet, when Nikki, a month old, put his head curiously in his lap, Ricky was so happy. He stroked the puppy lovingly and brought him to his home in Mumbai. He called him Nikki. Nikki enjoyed the car ride to Mumbai immensely, but at night he whined and whimpered for his mother. Ricky felt sorry for him, so he put him on the pillow beside him, patted him to sleep lovingly. Nikki snuggled close to Ricky and then slept soundly like a child. When Nikki was a year old, Ricky sent him to a special school for dogs. Here, Robert the trainer would groom the dogs to help blind people. It was called the Seeing Eye Dog Course. Soon, Nikki learnt everything that was taught to him and became a valuable dog. After a few months, Ricky came to take him back home. Nikki, Nikki, yoo-hoo, here I am, shouted Ricky. And Nikki, hearing his master's voice, bounded to him, wagging his tail furiously. Oh, my Nikki, you've grown into a fine and strong dog, exclaimed Ricky with joy. Yes, Ricky, you're right, said Robert. Nikki is now well trained and strong. Take my word for it, sir. He will never let you down. And so Nikki and Ricky returned home in his van. Nikki had become a mature dog now, no longer a playful puppy. Every morning, Nikki would collect the newspaper and later the post from the mailbox for Ricky. He would sit by the front porch and bark loudly if visitors came. If it was a stranger, Nikki would bark 4 times, bow wow, bow wow, and if a familiar person, twice, bow wow. This was a secret code, and this helped Ricky to know who had come. He would also help Ricky to cross the road without fear. He had been taught the traffic signals well and could teach you kids a thing or two. Come to a stop, says the red, red, red. Go, 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 says the green. Wait and watch, says the orange. Yes, for haste is waste, my dear mate. Bow wow. Whenever Ricky wanted to buy small groceries, Nikki would accompany him and carry his parcels. And Ricky, who was a good cook, would treat Nikki to his favorite chicken soup and meatballs in saltless gravy. One day in December, Ricky and Nikki walked down to the local bank. Ricky had to cash a check. Suddenly, a thin man armed with a pistol and face covered with a mask, with the devil in his eye and voice, shouted after firing 2 wild shots in the air. Be quiet, you bunch of fools. This is a hold-up. I want you all to quietly hand over the money you have with you. No fooling around. Hands up. A chill of fear spread through the customers and officers of the bank. They put up their hands meekly in surrender. Ricky did so too. The armed robber turned around and stamped his boots on the ground and began barking orders to the people on the other side of the bank. Realizing that the man's back was now turned towards him, Ricky acted swiftly. He pushed the man's gun away from his hand with his walking stick. Nikki sprang into action and grabbed the gun from the ground. Nikki ran to his master, who told him in a whisper, "Go, Nikki, go. Bring the police at once. Go, Nikki, go. Bring the police at once." Nikki ran away as fast as he could. Soon the unarmed hoodlum was overpowered by the angry customers in the bank. Just as they were tying the robber to a chair, they heard the wailing cries of the police car. Nikki came in bravely to the police and the robber was put in jail. Everyone patted Nikki and exclaimed, "What a clever dog you have, Ricky." "Yes, indeed," said the bank manager. Ricky wanted to reward Nikki and was wondering what to get for him. Just then, as chance would have it, his friend Peter called him and said that he wanted to leave his dog Tiki with him as he was moving out of town. That was it. That was the gift that Ricky was waiting for, because Tiki was a fine dog and moreover, she was a lady dog. It would be a perfect companion for Nikki. So one Sunday afternoon, Nikki and Ricky set out for Peter's house and brought Tiki back home. Tiki and Nikki became friends at first sight and bounded away together with great whelps of joy. The next day, a TV journalist came home and wanted to interview the dashing blind man with the beautiful brave dog. The young lady asked Ricky, "How are you so courageous and bold in spite of being blind?" Ricky smiled and said, "My dear young lady, you say I'm blind, do you? But let me tell you, I'm luckier than you can imagine. God has given me a stout heart and Nikki, and now Tiki. I'm the only person in the whole world to be blessed with not one pair, but two pairs of lovely gray eyes. Got it, my dear children?"